A lot of you are building your businesses strictly from hustle. You're making money, you're doing all the things, but you don't feel a sense of fulfillment, or you feel like you've peaked and you don't know where to go next. And that's okay. What you need to do is partner with God and partner with His word for your life to make sure that you are building wealth in a kingdom mindset and in a kingdom way, right? My name is Avery CPA, your CPA bestie here, and your coach to help you along your kingdom journey in building wealth, right? This episode is going to shift your mindset and give you a little bit of peace and clarity to make sure that when you build, you're partnering with God, the chief executive of your company, right? So I've been there. I've been building from proving and not from purpose, grinding, but still not feeling grounded in what God has called me to do or feeling fulfilled in my life, right? So when I shifted my mind and I shifted my mindset, my business changed, my income changed, because I started building from a place of wholeness and not from wounds. We have a trauma response, right? This is one of the ways that entrepreneur builds, right? Many are chasing profits, but what they really need to be chasing is healing. We need to go to God to understand that we are moving and not just doing things off our own accord, but to ultimately give Him glory. Everything that we do, every breath, if the rock is going to praise Him, we should be praising Him through our business, through our ministry. And sometimes ministry for some of you and some of us is our business. We reach people, we teach people, and we tell them about the goodness of God, and we show them God's goodness through our business. And that could be some philanthropy, that can be donations and charity and what we do and how we use our profits. But what we have to do is make sure that we are ultimately glorifying God. So when we are building our business, there are three ways entrepreneurs do it, and one of which is from trauma. And listen to me, I literally, like, that was me. These young kids be like, T, right? That was me. That was me. Trauma. The T wasn't for, it was for trauma, right? I was building a business. I was building myself. I was building my life on the fact that I needed to prove people wrong, on the fact that I wanted to tell every naysayer, every negative speaker over my life that I was not going to be what they thought I was going to be. I was not going to be, what do I want to say? I'm not going to fall victim to what life's experiences or life's traumas did to me, right? So I was building trust to prove the people wrong. Wait, I was recording with this app. So the other day I was looking at my graduation booklet from high school, and in there is also my final report card of my senior year. And I saw what my homeroom teacher and my computer teacher, it was the same person, said about me. And unfortunately, he wasn't even a good homeroom teacher, because we had two homeroom teachers. Unfortunately, one passed away, so the other one, he had to step in when she left, which was just the last semester of senior year. So he really didn't know me as a person, unless he saw me in my computer class, which was like once a week. But nevertheless, he wrote too negative and talks too much. And as you can see, I'm still talking. But these are some of the things that he was saying. And I remember some of the things he even spoke over my life when I was sitting in my class. Like, I went to the Bahamas looking for him the other day, but he wasn't there. He is lucky. But one of those people that spoke over me, I remember when I got pregnant when I was in college, and people thought I wasn't going to go back. And I did go back. I did finish. I got a master's. I got a CPA. I got a house. I got married. Like, I remember hearing somebody said they didn't know that I had them. But nevertheless, like, I wasn't going to be good for nothing but to lay on my back. Like, literally, these are things that people said from me, and I built to prove them wrong. I got the marriage because that's what you said. Like, and no, I love my husband. Don't think I didn't love my, I love my husband. But a lot of the times my response and my successes in life would be merely to prove people wrong, right? Another trauma response is the fear of failure or being broke again. People have experienced lack, they've experienced not having, and they build and run just so that they can never get back to that place again. Like, for me, sometimes I feel like I get it. You don't want to be back to that place again, but it's still, it's not the root. That's not where we should be building from. And then again, that fear of failure. So they don't want again, to go back to proving the people wrong, because people are going to speak, but people are going to speak regardless, right? You don't have to let the fear of failure keep you from trying or pushing and going harder. And another thing a lot of people like to do in that trauma response is hustling without rest and overworking themselves. So they feel like they just got to go, 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 right? They're not resting. And we have to understand as believers, we have to understand as kingdompreneurs and kingdom entrepreneurs that rest is God gives to us. That allows us to reset our mind. That allows us to reset our body. And that allows us to rest in Him and reset our relationship with Him. We have to make sure that we're taking these intentional breaks to seek God's face, not just for ourselves, but for our business and for everybody that's connected to us and through us from our business. Because again, some of you, your business is your ministry, right? Another thing that people do in their trauma response is they equate their works with their worth. They have works-based worth, right? If they are not producing, or if they're not doing something, if they're not successful, then they feel like they're not worthy. And again, that sometimes comes from what people spoke over us. That sometimes came from what we saw. Like a Bahamian thing to do is to tell people they would be nothing, like that, no good, whatever, right? And to say that we don't want to not be the nothing. If we don't do anything, then we're nothing. Like, we have to do something. So we always believe that we have to work. We have to do more. We have to give more. We have to be more to be able to be successful, or to be even worthy of that person's love, right? So another way that entrepreneurs work is from talent alone. Sometimes they're relying on their natural gifting. Like, each of us were given a gift from God. You may not know what your gift is. I don't know what, when you're watching this, I don't know what part of your journey of your business you may be on. You may be looking to just start, you may be looking to scale, or you may be looking to be more intentional about, you know, building that legacy. And I have a program for each one of those things. But at the same time, some of us are relying on our talent alone, because we have the gift to sing, we have the gift to sew, we have the gift to build with our hands, right? So we are relying specifically on that. There's no alignment with our spiritual assignment, because we can be good at something. And I told somebody this the other day, I had to be very cognizant of the fact that God gifted me and He gifted my hands, that I can do anything that I put my mind to. And I can, like, literally do anything that my hands touch. I made my own wedding dress. I can set up decor. I can, like, let me not say, like, my hands, not my voice. Like, I want the voice. I want some voicing, some singing. But nevertheless, like, I literally, anything I put my mind to, I can do hair. I can do nails. Oops, sorry. I can do hair. I can do nails. Like, anything my hands touch, I can do. But there's not a spiritual alignment into that gifting, so to speak. So I had to be cognizant to the fact that just because I do it doesn't mean that I need to do it. Doesn't mean that I have to do it, because there's no spiritual assignment in that. It's just a gift. So we have to make sure that we're partnering with God to make sure that when we are doing these things, we're not just doing them because we're good at it, right? We don't want to just look successful and feel unfulfilled. We want to be fulfilling our assignments and fulfilling what God has instructed us to do in the earth and into the kingdom, right? So, yeah, we can't just build on talent alone. We have to be intentional about honing that. We have to be intentional about making sure that glorifies God. It's not just about us. We shift it back to Him, right? So let's be mindful of that. So another way that entrepreneurs build is from their kingdom identity. Yes, their kingdom identity. And this is where you and I and we as kingdom, as believers, as entrepreneurs, kingdom entrepreneurs, as saved individuals should be building from. We understand that we are moving in the authority that naturally flows from us when we remember who sent us. We don't have to worry about what we're doing, where we're doing, how it's going to get done, because we understand that God has given us dominion. He has given us the authority to rule over certain our jurisdictions, and we have to make sure that we stay in that jurisdiction. Remember, I told you guys that like my hands are superiorly blessed, thank the Lord, but I need to understand that I ultimately have to be given Him this glory, and I don't want to be moving out of what He has called me to do, right? So we're being rooted in our relationship and the fact that we are sons and daughters of God, sisters of Christ, that we're not building to be seen, we're building because we were sent. And it's integral, it's imperative that you understand that what you are being blessed with is not simply for you. It's for kingdom. There's a kingdom assignment. And I know a lot of people have this desire, or I want to say they are unsure because they can't decipher if it's their desire or God's desire. So sometimes they don't move, and sometimes they are a little reluctant. But understand who sent you. If you are resolute in your stance that you heard from God in this business, I literally had to make a comment to somebody on Facebook the other day and let them know, like, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing. If you think that God spoke to you, don't mind what the people are saying. You are building from your kingdom identity. We need more kingdom entrepreneurs, kingdom leaders, kingdom wealth builders and wealth holders to be able to further the kingdom, right? If we really understood the job of providing and making sure that the sick and the widows and the orphaned are straight, and I say straight in the Bahamian vernacular, like they are good, they're taken care of, is the fact that it's a job of the church. It was a job of the kingdom. And we have to understand that there is an imbalance of money when it comes to kingdom and world. And there is money that is needed to build the kingdom. There's money that is needed to further the kingdom. Now, I understand that sometimes, favor does play a big part in some of our lives and how we get some of these things. But be it known that that did not just come out of thin air. If somebody blessed you with a house, they purchased that with some money, even if it came down from somewhere else. Somebody in that line of who has that house paid for that, right? Or they built that. And with that, they had to pay for the resources. And if they didn't pay for the resources, it still came in the fact that money is needed for resources. So we have to understand that our kingdom's assignment is more than just making money and hoarding it for ourselves or hoarding it for our legacy. But we have to help build the kingdom. We have to make sure that we are moving in our authority and not in anxiety. We have to make sure that we are being intentional about giving God glory and furthering his kingdom, right? Further to that, when we move in our authority, it's going to create a place for us of rest and obedience. So that's going to shift our trauma mindset from we have to work and go and not rest to let me rest in you, God. To, yeah, this look like I can't do it, or this don't look like it's going to work, but I will obey. I will submit to your word because I know what you are capable of. I know that you are the one that sent me, and you're going to make it work. So when we shift our mindset from that trauma response, from that talent-based of response to building in business, we're going to understand that our success is measured in our impact and obedience and not just by our income, right? Because again, money is not everything. It is a requirement to build. It is a requirement. It's a resource, but it's not everything. We understand that our gift and our reward ultimately comes from the Lord, right? So when you know who you are, you don't hustle for what's already yours, because you understand that God gave dominion. God gave us authority. God gave us, like, we don't have to hustle and trick and work forever and ever for something that's already been given to us. It was a gift. So what does that mean for us when we're anchored in the fact that we are kingdom citizens, that we are heirs, that we're sons, we're not slaves, we're joint heirs to the kingdom, and we will maneuver in the fact that we are royalty, that we are God's children. He's going to make sure that we're straight, right? And I know that the trauma is real. I'm not negating the fact, but everybody's been tested. Jesus has been tested before his assignment had begun. And you may be tested again in your assignment, during your assignment, before your assignment, after your assignment, every part of it. But you have to stand true and know that who you are, right? Abide and bear your fruit. You don't have to force it. Just abide in God and bear the fruit. You have to make sure that you are multiplying not just your income, but you're multiplying kingdom citizens. You're multiplying people. You're bringing people in, right? So what you need to do is live in the fact that you are a kingdom CEO, you are chosen and called by God to steward the finances of this world, to make sure that the kingdom creates impact and to make sure that the kingdom is furthered, right? So your decisions have to flow from a place of assurance. So that's the flow from a place of authority, knowing that God is with you, right? So here's what you need to do to shift your mindset, to shift where you are, to know that, hey, I am a child of God. I am called to do what I'm called to do. Audit your why. Why are you building? Are you building to prove something to somebody? Are you obeying God's plan for your life? Is this something that God instructed you to do, or is this something that you're doing just to do it? And honestly, I had to sit in that one time, because like I told you guys, I was building from trauma, like not just business, but myself and who I was, right? From the fact that I needed to prove people wrong. And I thought about doing something else. And I said, why am I doing this? Like, what is the reason that I am doing this? And it really pulled me back into, you don't need to do that. There's no reason that you have to do that unless you want to do that, and God, unless God instructed you to do that. And I did not do it, because why am I doing that, right? So why are you doing whatever it is that you're doing? Why are you building a business? Why are you going to join this community? Why are you doing whatever you're doing? What is God's plan for your life? And are you obeying that, or are you just doing it to prove somebody else wrong? Create a practice of rest. I told you, like, rest is God's gift to us. He said it to the Israelites when he was feeding them and providing them with the manna. He said on Friday, collect twice as much so that you can. I say Friday, but we know it's the sixth day. I don't know which day it was back then, and I don't get into the politicals of it. It doesn't matter to me. I stick to the principles. But on the sixth day, he told them, collect twice as much so that you can rest on the seventh day, because it is God's gift to you. It's God's gift to us. It's a strategy, right? It's not laziness. Sometimes you just got to rest. And that doesn't mean don't do anything. That could be read a book. That could be stay in his face, praise, worship. That could spend time with your family, color, anything. Create a practice of rest. We need to rest. And I mean, we don't rest sometimes. And again, we just work, and we get to burnout. And I remember I was to a point where I said it like, I don't know, that might be a book. Y'all don't see my book, but I was in between breakthrough and break-in. I don't know which way it's going to go, because I was teetering. But as you can see, I'm here today. So I guess it was breakthrough. And that came with me taking an intentional rest, me pulling back from everybody. And I talked about it on my podcast, the Leap of Faith podcast. But I literally had to just rest. Rest is in our identity. So just rest in your identity and let God multiply what you've already planted. Next, what you need to do is speak what heaven says about you and stop speaking negativity and doubt over your life. Like the other day, my prayer card told me, think of things that are excellent and worthy to be praised. Because honestly, the devil was trying to get up at me as to what I was seeing and what God was saying. It wasn't lining up. That prayer card was so on time, and I just kept repeating it to myself. And then I wrote it down, and I wrote down the good things too, because I needed to remember that God is good. Sometimes we have to just remember the goodness of God. We have to remember his MO, and that's in my prayer daily. Like, I know God, I have experienced him, I know what he has done for me mentally, physically, all that good, spiritually. Like, I know what God has done for me and what he has brought me from. So we need to speak what heaven says about us and stop speaking doubt, stop speaking negativity, stop speaking failure, knowing that God has called us for more, right? Stop speaking negativity. Stop speaking doubt. Speak what God said about you. Affirm your role as a kingdom builder, as a kingdom entrepreneur, as somebody that God trusted with the resources to make sure that his kingdom and his people and his church is good, right? So what should you do next? I know we talked about a lot. Like, this is just one part of the kingdom framework, and we go a lot deeper when you work with me personally, one-on-one, for those 12 weeks, 8 weeks, or 6 months. But if you need something to help you on your way, download my free Kingdom CEO Reset Checklist to make sure that you have the right posture in business. Because listen to me, business is not just what we see in the economy. It's not what people do. It's not a practicality. Like, business is very, very spiritual. And the Bible has the blueprint for what it is that we need to do to make sure that we are excelling and growing in God, right? So go ahead and download that. And then also you can book a discovery call with me if you need to make sure that you are on your P's and Q's, you're where God is calling you to be, or you are trying to get where he's calling you to be, or you're trying to shift your mindset from hustling to purpose, or hustling to harvest, knowing that God has already given you that release and breakthrough to steward, and you want to steward it well. Come on in, book a vision call for your book, a discovery call for your business, right? If you're building from fear, shame, or pressure, it's time to come back to your foundation. You are a son or daughter of the Most High God. You are never meant to grind to earn your seat at the table. You already have a seat. There is no need for you to go on and on and on and on and rush and rush and rush and work and work and work, because that's not what you were called to be, right? So I hope this was helpful to you guys. I hope to see you guys in the next one. And I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day or night or whenever you speak to this. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Bye.